Criswell Annexation, Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Johnson's Corner area. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm here to request permission to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Johnson's Corner. The district expansion was requested by the property owners of parcel 53311-27, Billy and Darren Criswell. Property owners submitted a letter requesting annexation along with the appropriate funds. The expansion will consist of 6.84 acres, more or less, and the parcel will be responsible for system connection charges in place at the time of connection. There is a tentative public hearing for February 20th, should we get permission to post.
You have a motion, sir?
I do.
Please read it.
Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the Criswell expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District, Johnson's Corner area, to include parcel 533-11.00-27.00, as presented on February 20th, 2018.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir. Mr. Medlars. Millville Town Center Tour District Northwest Expansion 2, Irons Lane.
Good morning, Mr. President. I know time is of the essence. I'd like to say, in the future, we will group in the new Chapter 110 provisions, we will group these little expansions together, saving council time on this particular issue.
Sure. Thank you.
So on the Millville side, I'm bringing good news. We're saving a significant amount of money by avoiding a lot of the contingency items. We had very little up cost. And if you look back, it takes 4 years to get these projects accomplished. That's sort of the minimum timeline. We've been telling people in the past it's three, but it really trends to be four years plus. See, we started this project in 2013. It is 2018. We're closing it out. It was ready for completion late last year. And when you look at it, we have a balancing change order with an over $110,000 credit. We will be able to not have to utilize the supplementary funding. We will only close one loan. It will be to the benefit of the ratepayers and the assessment rates of the area. And I think it's a successful project, but it is, you know, it is time consuming to go through these projects, and I think that's a good opportunity to state that.
Well, certainly we appreciate all you do to save money for our users. The council really appreciates that. I know Mr. Wilson appreciates that anytime
we
get a credit.
Buy more parks with them.
Well, you never know.
No, sir, I have to. Very rarely do we contradict each other, but that's, you remember, enterprise fund, we cannot make Swiss general funds.
Has to be used in sewer. Yes.
Good answer. Good answer.
You have a motion, sir?
You have a motion for the Millville?
I knew you was ready for me.
Sort of. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number one for contract Millville 1510. Millville Sanitary Sewer District Northwest Expansion 2 Irons Lane and Pump Station Number 311 be approved, which decreases the contract amount by $106,283.40 for a new total of $1,060,974.60, and that substantial completion be granted effective November 22nd, 2017, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract.
Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yep.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be the motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. The next one is almost as good, the Wolf Neck Regional Building. Wolf Neck Regional Facility Pole Building was sort of an outgrowth of our activities, taking over the farming, significantly reducing the spray outage days, being much more successful in our farming operations. You had previously approved the procurement of the equipment. The building houses the equipment. We had a contract award of $119,999. We had a small change order which had to do with the concrete quantities for the flooring in the order of $981. Other than that, the project was very successful. We closed it out and we're ready for your approval.
Have a motion.
How big is your pole building?
So 3 bays by 60 some by 40 some.
60 by 40?
It's more than 60 by 40. So it's about 3,000 square feet, let's say.
I just built one wall back, so I'm getting a general idea what you, how much money did you say we spent on it?
$120,000, give or take.
That's certainly taking a lot of money, $120,000. I built mine for around $10,000.
Ten?
Mine was 40 by 60.
Did you get a permit?
If you ask this young lady here, I got one.
Yeah, motion, sir.
We do have a motion.
Please read your motion, sir.
One last comment. Mr. Wilson, the project was publicly bid. We had a number of bidders on it, so we had good competition. So it's not that we did not have good competition.
In other words, we might have been better off. I let people tilled our farm instead of building all this buildings, right? Instead of buying all this machinery. Because we got this machinery here, and it's not even going to be used but about once a year. See here for how long?
No, the machinery is used substantially. You know, remember we have the tractors. It's all the equipment we have except for the combine. Combines are only used twice a year. The one combine we have is used twice a year. But that was in the budget. You know, we discussed that. So I will defend it because it's going to move to the inland bays when we're finished with this farming in Wolfnet.
What's your day? I pick on you. Go ahead.
Okay. Be it removed based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, the change order number one for contract 18-10, Wolf Neck Regional Wastewater Facility Pole Building, be approved, which increases the contract amount by $981.67 for a new total of $120,980.67. And that substantial completion be granted effective January 18, 2018, and any held retainage be released in accordance with the contract documents.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, Mr. Carey. Thank you, sir.
Before you walk away, just quick question, Mr. I'm sorry, Mike, real quick. Just 30 seconds. You mentioned 4 years. I would love for you to figure out a way and offer some suggestions of how we could reduce that time somehow, some way. Because I know our president is at the national level, infrastructure, reducing these timelines and these red tapes and these regulations. Let's try to figure out how to do it at the county level. I would love to see some recommendations. If it's us, or if it's the state of Delaware, or if it's the feds, but 4 years is a really, really long time when they built the Empire State Building in 2 years. So
they built the county airport in less than 1 year in 1943.
Yeah. So it's silly. We're going in the wrong direction. We should be better, not longer. But anyways, just want to throw that out there to you.
There's 10 seconds. One is the National Environment Policy Act. Right. And the other one is we follow right-of-way acquisition based on Delaware Code. Both of these are time-consuming things, so that's really in a nutshell.
Provide something in writing, and let's get to work on it. Let's do it.
Here. Change the signs on it.
Ms. Cornwell.
Let's get our guys working.
Come on down here to old business, please, ma'am. Change the zone number 1841.